Surviving the Concrete Jungle, Urban Wilderness Survival by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Understanding Urban Wilderness. Survival. The Concept of Urban Wilderness Survival. Urban wilderness survival is a concept that may be unfamiliar to many city dwellers, but it is a crucial skill set to have in today's rapidly changing world. As our urban environments continue to expand, we are seeing a growing need for individuals to be able to navigate and survive in both urban and natural settings. The concept of urban wilderness survival combines traditional wilderness survival skills with the unique challenges and opportunities presented by urban environments. One of the key components of urban wilderness survival is the ability to adapt traditional wilderness survival skills to an urban setting. While the basic principles of survival, such as finding food, water, shelter, and navigation, remain the same, urban environments present their own set of challenges. For example, in an urban setting, finding food may involve foraging in parks or abandoned lots, rather than hunting or fishing. Similarly, finding shelter may involve locating abandoned buildings or makeshift structures rather than building a traditional wilderness shelter. In addition to adapting traditional wilderness survival skills, urban wilderness survival also requires the development of primitive survival skills. These skills, which have been used by humans for thousands of years, are essential for surviving in any environment. Skills such as fire making, shelter building, and foraging for edible plants are invaluable in both urban and wilderness settings. By honing these skills, urbanites can increase their chances of survival in any situation. Another important aspect of urban wilderness survival is the ability to navigate effectively in both urban and natural environments. In urban settings, this may involve using landmarks, street signs, and maps to find your way around. In wilderness settings, it may involve using a compass, GPS, or natural navigation techniques to find your way. Developing strong navigation skills is essential for staying safe and finding help in any environment. Overall, the concept of urban wilderness survival is about being prepared for whatever challenges come your way, whether you find yourself in a bustling city or a remote wilderness. By developing a broad range of skills, from primitive survival skills to wilderness first aid skills, urbanites can increase their chances of survival in any situation. With the right knowledge and preparation, anyone can thrive in the concrete jungle. Why urbanites need wilderness survival skills. In today's fast-paced urban environment, many people have become disconnected from the natural world and the skills needed to survive in the wilderness. However, it is becoming increasingly important for urbanites to possess wilderness survival skills in case of emergencies or unexpected situations. This subchapter will explore why urbanites need to learn these essential skills and how they can benefit from them in their everyday lives. One of the main reasons urbanites need wilderness survival skills is for emergencies such as natural disasters or getting lost while hiking or camping. In these situations, knowing how to find shelter, water, and food can be the difference between life and death. By learning wilderness survival skills, urbanites can be better prepared for these types of scenarios and increase their chances of survival. Another reason urbanites should learn wilderness survival skills is to reconnect with nature and gain a deeper appreciation for the natural world. In today's urban jungle, many people have lost touch with the environment around them and the skills needed to thrive in it. By learning how to forage for food, build shelters, and navigate through the wilderness, urbanites can develop a greater respect for nature and the resources it provides. Additionally, wilderness survival skills can be useful for urbanites who enjoy outdoor activities such as hiking, camping, or hunting. Knowing how to start a fire, find edible plants, and navigate through the wilderness can enhance these experiences and make them more enjoyable and fulfilling. By honing these skills, urbanites can feel more confident and self-reliant in the great outdoors. Overall, learning wilderness survival skills is not just about preparing for emergencies, but also about gaining a sense of empowerment and self-sufficiency. Whether it's knowing how to build a shelter in the wilderness or identifying edible plants for foraging, these skills can be valuable in many different situations. By taking the time to learn and practice these skills, urbanites can become more resilient, resourceful, and connected to the natural world around them. Chapter 2, Wilderness Survival Skills. Basic Wilderness Survival Skills. In this subchapter, we will explore the essential basic wilderness survival skills that every urbanite should possess. Whether you find yourself lost in the woods during a hiking trip or stranded in a remote location during a natural disaster, having these skills can mean the difference between life and death. By mastering these skills, you will be better prepared to handle any unexpected wilderness survival situation that may arise. One of the most fundamental wilderness survival skills is knowing how to find and purify water. In a survival situation, water is essential for hydration and can help prevent dehydration and heat stroke. Urbanites should learn how to locate water sources such as rivers, streams, and lakes, and how to purify water using methods such as boiling, filtration, or chemical treatment. Additionally, understanding how to collect rainwater or dew can be crucial in desert or arid environments where water sources are scarce. Another important skill for urbanites to learn is how to build a shelter in the wilderness. Shelter provides protection from the elements and can help regulate body temperature, preventing hypothermia or heat exhaustion. Knowing how to construct a shelter using natural materials such as branches, leaves, and debris can be a life-saving skill in a survival situation. Urbanites should also learn how to properly insulate their shelter to retain body heat and stay warm during cold nights. Wilderness navigation skills are also essential for urbanites to master. Being able to navigate using a map and compass, or even basic landmarks, can help you find your way back to civilization or to a safe location. Learning how to read topographical maps, use a compass, and identify key landmarks can help you avoid getting lost in the wilderness and increase your chances of being rescued in a timely manner. Fire-making techniques are another important wilderness survival skill that urbanites should learn. Fire provides warmth, light, and can be used for cooking food or signaling for help. Knowing how to start a fire using primitive methods such as friction fire, flint, and steel, or a fire starter kit can be invaluable in a survival situation. Urbanites should also learn how to properly maintain and extinguish a fire to prevent wildfires and ensure their safety in the wilderness. In conclusion, mastering these basic wilderness survival skills can greatly increase your chances of survival in a wilderness emergency. By learning how to find and purify water, build a shelter, navigate in the wilderness, and start a fire, urbanites can be better prepared to handle any unexpected survival situation that may arise. Remember, preparation is key when it comes to wilderness survival. So take the time to practice these skills and be ready for whatever nature throws your way. Advanced Wilderness Survival Skills. In this subchapter, we will delve into advanced wilderness survival skills that are essential for navigating and thriving in the great outdoors. Whether you find yourself lost in the wilderness or simply want to enhance your survival knowledge, these skills will equip you with the tools needed to conquer any challenge that comes your way. From primitive survival techniques to wilderness first aid skills, we will cover a wide range of topics to ensure you are prepared for any situation. One of the key aspects of advanced wilderness survival skills is the ability to forage for edible plants in the wild. Knowing which plants are safe to eat can mean the difference between starvation and sustenance. We will provide you with detailed information on how to identify edible plants, as well as tips for safely preparing and consuming them. By mastering the art of foraging, you can ensure that you have a sustainable food source in the wild. Another crucial skill that will be covered in this subchapter is wilderness shelter building. In the event that you are stranded in the wilderness, having the knowledge to construct a shelter can mean the difference between life and death. We will teach you various shelter building techniques using natural materials found in the wilderness, ensuring that you have a safe and secure place to rest and protect yourself from the elements. In addition to shelter building, we will also explore wilderness navigation skills to help you find your way in the vast expanse of the wilderness. From using a compass and map to reading natural signs, such as the position of the sun and stars, we will provide you with the tools needed to navigate with confidence. By mastering these skills, you can ensure that you never lose your way in the wilderness. Lastly, we will cover wilderness fire-making techniques, which are essential for cooking food, purifying water, and staying warm in the wild. We will teach you various methods for starting a fire using primitive tools and natural materials, ensuring that you can create a sustainable source of heat and light in any situation. By mastering these advanced wilderness survival skills, you can feel confident and prepared to tackle any challenge that comes your way in the great outdoors. Chapter 3, Primitive Survival Skills. Foraging for food in urban areas. Foraging for food in urban areas can be a valuable skill to have in your arsenal, especially in emergency situations or during times of scarcity. As urbanites, we may not have access to traditional wilderness areas for hunting and gathering, but there are still plenty of edible plants and resources to be found right in our own cities. One important aspect of foraging in urban areas is to know where to look. Parks, abandoned lots, and even sidewalk cracks can be treasure troves of edible plants such as dandelions, chickweed, and purslane. It's important to familiarize yourself with these plants and their identifying characteristics to ensure that you are harvesting safe and edible sources of food. Before you start foraging, it's crucial to consider the potential risks of contaminated or polluted plants in urban areas. Avoid harvesting plants near roadsides, industrial sites, or areas with heavy pesticide use. Stick to green spaces that are well-maintained and free from potential pollutants. Another key skill to develop for urban foraging is knowing how to properly prepare and cook wild plants. Some plants may be edible in their raw form, while others may require cooking to remove toxins or improve taste. It's important to research proper preparation methods for the plants you find, as well as any potential look-alike species that may be toxic. Overall, foraging for food in urban areas can be a rewarding and sustainable way to supplement your diet. By developing your knowledge of edible plants, practicing safe harvesting techniques, and learning how to prepare wild foods, you can enhance your urban wilderness survival skills and ensure that you are well-equipped to thrive in any environment. Building shelter with found materials. Building shelter with found materials is a crucial skill to have in any survival situation, especially in urban wilderness settings where resources may be limited. Urbanites who find themselves in need of shelter can utilize their surroundings to create a safe and secure place to rest and protect themselves from the elements. By using a combination of creativity and resourcefulness, it is possible to construct a shelter using materials that are readily available in urban environments. When building a shelter with found materials, it is important to first assess your surroundings and identify potential resources. Look for items such as cardboard boxes, plastic tarps, discarded furniture, or even pieces of scrap wood that can be repurposed for shelter construction. Keep an eye out for materials that are lightweight and easy to transport, as you may need to move quickly in a survival situation. Once you have gathered your materials, consider the type of shelter that will best suit your needs. A simple lean-to structure can be constructed using a tarp or large piece of cardboard propped up against a tree or other sturdy object. For added insulation and protection from the elements, consider layering materials such as leaves, branches, or newspaper between the tarp and the ground. In addition to providing shelter from the elements, it is important to also consider your safety and security when building a shelter with found materials. Choose a location that is away from potential hazards such as falling debris or flooding, and be mindful of any wildlife that may pose a threat. Make sure your shelter is well constructed and secure, with no sharp edges or unstable structures that could cause injury. By mastering the skill of building shelter with found materials, urbanites can increase their chances of survival in a wilderness setting. With a combination of creativity, resourcefulness, and careful planning, it is possible to construct a safe and secure shelter using materials that are readily available in urban environments. Remember to always prioritize your safety and security when building a shelter, and be prepared to adapt and improvise based on your surroundings and the resources available to you. Chapter 4, Urban Wilderness Survival. Navigating city streets in emergency situations. In urban environments, emergencies can strike at any moment, requiring quick thinking and decisive action. Navigating city streets in emergency situations is a crucial skill for urbanites to possess, as it can mean the difference between life and death. Whether you find yourself in a natural disaster, a terrorist attack, or a medical emergency, knowing how to navigate the concrete jungle effectively can help you stay safe and secure. One of the most important skills to have when navigating city streets in an emergency is the ability to stay calm and assess the situation quickly. Panicking can cloud your judgment and lead to poor decision-making, so it's essential to take a deep breath and evaluate your surroundings before taking action. Look for potential hazards, such as downed power lines, collapsed buildings, or fires, and plan your route accordingly. Having a basic understanding of wilderness survival skills can also be incredibly useful in urban emergency situations. Knowing how to find shelter, water, and food in a city environment can help you survive until help arrives. Primitive survival skills, such as building a shelter out of debris or starting a fire without matches, can be invaluable in a crisis. Being able to navigate through unfamiliar terrain using basic navigation skills can also help you reach safety more quickly. In winter, wilderness survival situations, knowing how to stay warm and dry is essential to prevent hypothermia and frostbite. Dressing in layers, staying out of the wind, and insulating yourself from the ground can help you retain body heat and stay comfortable in cold weather. In desert wilderness survival situations, staying hydrated and protecting yourself from the sun's rays are crucial for survival. Knowing how to find and purify water, as well as how to create shade and stay cool, can help you endure the harsh desert environment. In any emergency situation, having basic first aid skills can mean the difference between life and death. Knowing how to administer CPR, treat wounds, and stabilize fractures can help you care for yourself and others until professional medical help arrives. Being prepared with a first aid kit and knowing how to use its contents can make a significant impact on the outcome of an emergency. By honing your wilderness survival skills, you can navigate city streets in emergency situations with confidence and resilience. Finding water sources in urban environments. In urban environments, finding clean and safe water sources can be a challenge for those looking to survive in the concrete jungle. Whether you are a seasoned wilderness survival expert or a novice urbanite looking to learn primitive survival skills, knowing where to find water is essential for your survival. This subchapter will provide you with tips and strategies for locating water sources in urban settings, ensuring that you have access to this vital resource when you need it most. One of the first places to look for water in urban environments is in public parks and green spaces. These areas often have natural water sources such as ponds, rivers, or streams that can provide you with clean drinking water. Be sure to purify the water before drinking it to remove any harmful bacteria or contaminants. Additionally, rainwater can be collected from rooftops or other surfaces using makeshift containers, such as tarps or buckets. Another option for finding water in urban areas is to look for man-made sources such as water fountains, public restrooms, or fire hydrants. While these sources may not always provide clean drinking water, they can be used for other purposes such as washing clothes or cooking. Be sure to filter and purify the water before using it for any consumption to avoid getting sick. In the event of a natural disaster or emergency situation, it is important to have a plan in place for finding water quickly. Consider storing emergency supplies such as water purification tablets, filters, or portable water bottles in your home or car to ensure that you have access to clean water in times of need. Additionally, knowing how to locate and access water sources in your area can be crucial for your survival. Overall, developing water survival skills is essential for urbanites looking to navigate the concrete jungle. By knowing where to find water sources in urban environments and how to purify and filter it for safe consumption, you can ensure that you have the resources you need to survive in any situation. Stay prepared and stay safe. Chapter 5, Winter Wilderness Survival. Staying warm in cold urban environments. Staying warm in cold urban environments is crucial for survival, especially when faced with extreme temperatures and harsh conditions. Urbanites may find themselves in need of wilderness survival skills to navigate the concrete jungle during winter months. By learning primitive survival skills, urbanites can better prepare themselves for unexpected situations that require staying warm and safe in urban wilderness environments. One key aspect of staying warm in cold urban environments is understanding the importance of layering clothing. By wearing multiple layers, urbanites can trap heat close to the body and prevent it from escaping. This simple yet effective technique can make a significant difference in staying warm during cold weather conditions. Additionally, wearing moisture-wicking clothing can help keep the body dry and prevent hypothermia, a serious condition that can occur when the body loses heat faster than it can produce it. Urban wilderness survival also involves knowing how to build a shelter to protect oneself from the elements. In cold urban environments, finding a sheltered location away from wind and moisture is essential for staying warm. By utilizing materials found in the urban environment, such as cardboard, tarps, or even discarded clothing, urbanites can create a makeshift shelter to provide temporary relief from the cold. Understanding wilderness shelter building techniques can be a life-saving skill for urbanites facing harsh winter conditions. Another important aspect of staying warm in cold urban environments is knowing how to start a fire. In wilderness survival situations, fire can provide warmth, light, and a means to cook food. Urbanites can learn wilderness fire-making techniques, such as using a fire starter or flint and steel, to start a fire in urban environments. By practicing fire-making skills, urbanites can ensure they have the necessary tools and knowledge to stay warm and safe in cold urban environments. In conclusion, staying warm in cold urban environments requires a combination of wilderness survival skills, primitive survival skills, and urban wilderness survival techniques. By understanding the importance of layering clothing, building a shelter, and starting a fire, urbanites can better prepare themselves for winter wilderness survival in the concrete jungle. With the right skills and knowledge, urbanites can stay warm and safe in cold urban environments, even when faced with unexpected challenges. Snow shelter building techniques. When venturing into the wilderness during the winter months, it is important to be prepared for the harsh conditions that come with the cold weather. One essential skill to have in your survival toolkit is knowing how to build a snow shelter. Snow shelters can provide much-needed protection from the elements and can help keep you warm and safe during a winter wilderness excursion. And there are several different techniques for building a snow shelter, depending on the type of snow and the resources available to you. One common method is to dig a snow cave into a snowbank or drift. This involves digging a tunnel into the snow and then hollowing out a sleeping area inside. Another technique is to build a snow trench by digging a trench in the snow and covering it with a tarp or branches for added insulation. For those without access to a snowbank or drift, you can also build a quinji, which is a dome-shaped shelter made from piled-up snow that is then hollowed out. This type of shelter is particularly effective at trapping body heat and can be surprisingly warm inside. It is important to let the snow settle and harden before hollowing out the interior to prevent collapse. When building a snow shelter, it is essential to pack down the snow as much as possible to create a solid structure. This will help prevent the shelter from collapsing and will also provide better insulation. Additionally, it is important to create ventilation holes in the shelter to allow for fresh air to enter and prevent carbon monoxide buildup from a fire or body heat. By mastering the art of building a snow shelter, you can increase your chances of survival in the winter wilderness. Whether you find yourself stranded in a snowstorm or simply need a place to rest during a winter hike, knowing how to build a snow shelter can be a life-saving skill. Practice different techniques and always be prepared for the unexpected when venturing into the wilderness during the colder months. Chapter 6, Desert Wilderness Survival. Dealing with extreme heat in urban deserts. Dealing with extreme heat in urban deserts can be a challenging task, especially for those who are not accustomed to such harsh conditions. As urbanites, we must be prepared to face the intense heat that can come with living in a desert environment. By learning and practicing wilderness survival skills, we can increase our chances of surviving and thriving in these extreme conditions. One of the most important skills to have when dealing with extreme heat in urban deserts is the ability to find and purify water. In the desert, water sources can be scarce, so it is crucial to know where to look and how to make any water you find safe to drink. By learning about water survival skills, you can ensure that you stay hydrated and healthy in even the most arid environments. Another key aspect of surviving extreme heat in urban deserts is knowing how to build a shelter that will protect you from the scorching sun. By learning wilderness shelter building techniques, you can create a refuge from the heat and keep yourself cool and safe. Whether it's using natural materials or improvising with what you have on hand, knowing how to build a shelter can make a huge difference in your survival. In addition to water and shelter, it is also important to know how to navigate the desert landscape and find your way to safety. By learning wilderness navigation skills, you can avoid getting lost and increase your chances of finding help or civilization. Knowing how to read maps, use a compass, and navigate by landmarks can be life-saving in a desert environment. Overall, by honing your wilderness survival skills and preparing for extreme heat in urban deserts, you can increase your chances of thriving in even the harshest conditions. Whether it's learning how to find water, build a shelter, or navigate the landscape, being prepared is key to surviving the concrete jungle. With the right knowledge and skills, you can not only survive, but thrive in the urban wilderness. Adai, desert water procurement methods. Water is essential for survival, especially in the harsh desert environment where temperatures can soar and dehydration can set in quickly. In this subchapter, we will explore various methods for procuring water in the desert to ensure your survival. One of the most common methods for obtaining water in the desert is through condensation. By creating a simple solar still, you can collect water from the air and vegetation. This involves placing a container in a hole in the ground, covering it with a clear plastic sheet, and weighing down the edges with rocks. As the sun heats up the ground, water vapor will collect on the plastic sheet and drip into the container. Another method for procuring water in the desert is through dew collection. In the early morning hours before the sun rises, dew will collect on plants and rocks. By using a cloth or piece of clothing to wipe down these surfaces, you can collect enough water to quench your thirst. Digging for water is another option in the desert. By digging a hole in a dry riverbed or near vegetation, you may be able to uncover a hidden water source underground. Be sure to filter and purify the water before consuming it to avoid any potential contaminants. For those with a bit of survival knowledge, cacti can also be a valuable source of water in the desert. By cutting open a cactus and sucking on the pulp, you can hydrate yourself in a pinch. Just be sure to avoid cacti with spines or thorns to prevent injury. In conclusion, when faced with a lack of water in the desert, it is important to stay calm and use the resources around you to procure this essential element for survival. By utilizing methods such as condensation, dew collection, digging, and cacti hydration, you can increase your chances of staying hydrated and ultimately surviving in the harsh desert environment. Chapter 7, Wilderness First Aid Skills. Treating injuries in urban wilderness settings. Treating injuries in urban wilderness settings requires a unique set of skills and knowledge. Urbanites who find themselves venturing into the concrete jungle may encounter unexpected dangers and accidents that require immediate medical attention. In this subchapter, we will discuss the importance of wilderness first aid skills and how to effectively treat injuries in urban wilderness settings. One of the first steps in treating injuries in urban wilderness settings is to assess the situation and determine the severity of the injury. urbanites should be prepared to handle a variety of injuries, from minor cuts and bruises to more serious wounds. It is essential to remain calm and focused in order to provide the best possible care to the injured individual. In urban wilderness settings, it is important to have a basic understanding of wilderness first aid skills. This includes knowing how to clean and dress wounds, stabilize fractures, and administer CPR if necessary. Urbanites should also be familiar with basic first aid supplies and know how to improvise if necessary. Being prepared and knowledgeable can make all the difference in a life-threatening situation. In addition to wilderness first aid skills, urbanites should also be aware of common injuries that can occur in urban wilderness settings. This includes sprains, strains, and insect bites. Knowing how to treat these injuries can prevent further complications and ensure a speedy recovery. By being prepared and educated, urbanites can confidently navigate the concrete jungle and handle any injuries that may arise. Overall, treating injuries in urban wilderness settings requires a combination of wilderness, first aid skills, knowledge, and preparedness. Urbanites who are equipped with these tools will be better able to handle unexpected accidents and emergencies in the concrete jungle. By taking the time to learn and practice these skills, urbanites can ensure their safety and well-being while exploring the urban wilderness. Recognizing and preventing hypothermia and heat exhaustion. Recognizing and preventing hypothermia and heat exhaustion are crucial skills for any urbanite venturing into the wilderness. Hypothermia occurs when the body loses heat faster than it can produce it, leading to dangerously low body temperatures. Symptoms include shivering, confusion, slurred speech, and numbness. Heat exhaustion, on the other hand, is caused by the body overheating and can result in fatigue, weakness, dizziness, and nausea. To prevent hypothermia, it is important to dress in layers and stay dry. Moisture, whether from sweat or precipitation, can quickly lower body temperature. It is also essential to stay hydrated and nourished, as proper nutrition and hydration help regulate body temperature. Additionally, be mindful of wind chill and seek shelter from the elements when necessary. In the case of heat exhaustion, it is crucial to stay cool and hydrated. Wear light-colored, loose clothing and drink plenty of water to prevent dehydration. Avoid strenuous activity during the hottest parts of the day and take regular breaks in the shade. If you start to feel the symptoms of heat exhaustion, such as dizziness or nausea, stop and rest immediately. In both cases, it is important to be aware of your surroundings and listen to your body. If you or someone in your group exhibits symptoms of hypothermia or heat exhaustion, seek medical help immediately. Carry a first aid kit with you at all times and familiarize yourself with the signs and treatment of these conditions. Remember, prevention is key when it comes to staying safe in the wilderness. By recognizing the signs of hypothermia and heat exhaustion and taking proactive measures to prevent them, urbanites can enjoy their wilderness adventures safely and confidently. Remember to dress appropriately, stay hydrated, and listen to your body. With the right knowledge and preparation, you can navigate the concrete jungle with ease and resilience. Chapter 8, Water Survival Skills. Drowning Prevention in Urban Waterways. Drowning is a leading cause of accidental death in urban waterways, making it crucial for urbanites to be aware of drowning prevention techniques. Whether you are swimming, boating, or simply walking near a body of water, it is important to take precautions to ensure your safety. By following some simple guidelines and being prepared, you can reduce the risk of drowning in urban environments. One key aspect of drowning prevention in urban waterways is to always wear a life jacket when participating in water activities. Even if you are a strong swimmer, unexpected currents or obstacles in the water can quickly lead to trouble. By wearing a life jacket, you can stay afloat and increase your chances of being rescued in the event of an emergency. It is also important to ensure that children are always supervised when near water to prevent accidents. Another important aspect of drowning prevention is to be aware of your surroundings and the potential risks associated with urban waterways. This includes being cautious of hidden obstacles such as rocks or debris in the water, as well as understanding the currents and tides in the area. By being informed about the potential dangers, you can make better decisions and avoid risky situations that could lead to drowning. In addition to being aware of your surroundings, it is important to know basic water survival skills in case of an emergency. This includes knowing how to float on your back, tread water, and swim to safety if necessary. By practicing these skills regularly, you can be better prepared to handle a water-related emergency and increase your chances of survival. Overall, drowning prevention in urban waterways requires a combination of awareness, preparation, and basic survival skills. By taking precautions, staying informed, and practicing water safety techniques, urbanites can reduce the risk of drowning and enjoy the benefits of being near water in urban environments. Remember, safety should always be the top priority when it comes to water activities in the city. Techniques for surviving in flooded areas. In times of natural disasters such as floods, urbanites may find themselves in precarious situations where survival skills are crucial. In this subchapter, we will discuss techniques for surviving in flooded areas, focusing on wilderness survival skills that can be applied in urban environments. By learning these techniques, urbanites can increase their chances of making it through a flood situation safely. One important technique for surviving in flooded areas is to have a basic understanding of water survival skills. This includes knowing how to swim, how to float, and how to stay calm in the water. It is also important to be aware of potential hazards in flooded areas, such as fast-moving currents, debris, and hidden obstacles. By being prepared and having the necessary skills, urbanites can navigate flooded areas more effectively and reduce the risk of drowning. Another essential technique for surviving in flooded areas is wilderness shelter building. In a flood situation, it may be necessary to find shelter quickly to protect oneself from the elements. By knowing how to build a shelter using natural materials such as branches, leaves, and debris, urbanites can create a safe and secure place to wait out the flood. This skill is invaluable in urban wilderness survival scenarios where traditional shelters may not be readily available. In addition to shelter building, wilderness navigation skills are also crucial in flooded areas. Urbanites may find themselves disoriented and unsure of their surroundings during a flood. By learning how to use a compass, read maps, and navigate using natural landmarks, urbanites can find their way to safety more easily. These skills are essential for staying safe and avoiding further danger in flooded areas. Lastly, having basic wilderness first aid skills can be a lifesaver in flooded areas. Injuries are common during natural disasters, and knowing how to treat wounds, fractures, and other medical emergencies can make a significant difference in survival rates. By learning how to administer first aid in wilderness settings, urbanites can be better prepared to handle emergencies in flooded areas and increase their chances of surviving. Chapter 9, Edible Plants and Foraging. Identifying edible plants in urban settings. In urban settings, it is crucial to be able to identify edible plants in order to survive in a concrete jungle. Many urbanites are unaware of the abundance of edible plants that can be found even in the most unlikely places. By learning how to identify these plants, you can ensure that you have a source of food in case of an emergency or survival situation. One of the most important things to keep in mind when identifying edible plants in urban settings is to avoid plants that have been sprayed with pesticides or other chemicals. It is best to stick to plants that are growing in more natural areas, such as parks or green spaces. Look for plants with familiar characteristics, such as leaves that resemble those of common herbs like parsley or mint. Some common edible plants that can be found in urban settings include dandelions, clover, chickweed, and plantain. These plants are all easily recognizable and can be found growing in abundance in many cities. Dandelions, for example, have distinctive yellow flowers and toothed leaves, while plantain has broad, oval leaves with prominent veins. When foraging for edible plants in urban settings, it is important to be cautious and avoid any plants that you are unsure of. Some plants can be toxic if ingested, so it is best to stick to plants that you are familiar with. It is also a good idea to wash and cook any plants that you forage, as this can help to remove any potential contaminants. By learning how to identify edible plants in urban settings, you can ensure that you have a source of food in case of an emergency or survival situation. With a little bit of knowledge and practice, you can become adept at foraging for wild edibles in even the most concrete of jungles. So, safe foraging practices in the city. For urbanites looking to connect with nature and explore their surroundings, foraging can be a fun and rewarding activity. However, it is important to practice safe foraging practices in the city to ensure your safety and the sustainability of the environment. In this subchapter, we will discuss some key tips and guidelines for safe foraging in urban areas. First and foremost, always make sure you have permission to forage in the area you are exploring. Many public parks and green spaces have rules and regulations in place to protect the local flora and fauna. Be sure to check with local authorities or property owners before harvesting any plants or mushrooms. When foraging in the city, it is essential to be aware of potential contaminants. Urban areas are often polluted with chemicals and heavy metals, which can be absorbed by plants and make them unsafe to eat. Avoid foraging near busy roads, industrial sites, or areas with known pollution issues. Another important consideration when foraging in the city is to properly identify the plants you are harvesting. Some plants may look similar to edible species, but could be toxic if consumed. Invest in a good field guide or take a foraging class to learn how to identify local flora accurately. It is also crucial to harvest plants sustainably. Only take what you need and leave enough behind for the plant to regenerate. Avoid harvesting rare or endangered species, and be mindful of the impact your foraging activities may have on the local ecosystem. Lastly, always wash and prepare wild plants before consuming them. Urban plants may be exposed to pollutants and contaminants, so it is essential to clean them thoroughly before eating. By following these safe foraging practices in the city, you can enjoy the benefits of connecting with nature while staying safe and respecting the environment. Chapter 10, Wilderness Shelter Building. Constructing temporary shelters in urban environments. In urban environments, it is important to know how to construct temporary shelters in case of emergencies or unexpected situations. Whether you are facing a natural disaster, a power outage, or simply find yourself stranded without a place to stay, having the skills to build a shelter can be crucial for your survival. This subchapter will cover the basics of constructing temporary shelters in urban environments, providing you with the knowledge and skills necessary to protect yourself in times of need. One of the key principles to keep in mind when constructing a temporary shelter in an urban environment is to use whatever materials are available to you. This could include items such as cardboard, plastic sheeting, or even discarded furniture. By being resourceful and creative, you can fashion a shelter that will provide you with protection from the elements and a sense of security. Remember, the goal is not to build a permanent structure, but rather a temporary refuge that will keep you safe until help arrives, or you're able to find more suitable accommodations. When building a temporary shelter in an urban environment, it is important to consider factors such as location, stability, and weather conditions. Look for a spot that is relatively flat and free from hazards such as falling debris or flooding. Ensure that your shelter is sturdy and secure, using whatever means necessary to anchor it down and protect it from strong winds or other adverse weather. Additionally, consider the temperature and weather conditions, making sure to insulate your shelter properly and provide adequate ventilation to prevent overheating or condensation. In addition to constructing a shelter, it is also important to consider other aspects of urban wilderness survival, such as finding food and water. In an emergency situation, you may need to rely on foraging for edible plants or finding alternative sources of sustenance. Additionally, knowing how to purify water and navigate your surroundings can be essential skills for urban wilderness survival. By honing these skills and being prepared for a variety of scenarios, you can increase your chances of surviving and thriving in an urban environment. Overall, constructing temporary shelters in urban environments is a valuable skill to have in your toolkit for wilderness survival. By being resourceful, creative, and prepared, you can ensure your safety and comfort in times of need. Remember to stay calm, assess your surroundings, and use the materials available to you to build a shelter that will protect you from the elements. With the right knowledge and skills, you can navigate the concrete jungle with confidence and resilience. Tips for improving shelter. Insulation. When it comes to surviving in the concrete jungle, ensuring that your shelter is properly insulated is key to staying warm and comfortable. In this subchapter, we will discuss some tips for improving shelter insulation that will help you stay cozy during your urban wilderness survival adventures. One of the easiest ways to improve shelter insulation is by adding extra layers of insulation material. This could include blankets, sleeping bags, or even clothing items like jackets and sweaters. By layering these materials, you create a barrier between yourself and the cold air outside, helping to trap heat inside your shelter. Another tip for improving shelter insulation is to seal any gaps or cracks in your shelter that could let cold air in. This could include using tape or fabric to cover holes in your shelter, or stuffing extra insulation material into gaps to create a tighter seal. By preventing cold air from seeping in, you can maintain a warmer environment inside your shelter. Using reflective materials can also help improve shelter insulation. Reflective blankets or tarps can be used to bounce heat back into your shelter, helping to maintain a higher temperature inside. Additionally, positioning your shelter in a sunny spot can help take advantage of natural sunlight to warm up your space. In addition to these tips, it's important to remember that proper ventilation is key to maintaining a comfortable shelter environment. While insulation is important for trapping heat, good airflow is essential for preventing condensation and moisture buildup inside your shelter. By finding the right balance between insulation and ventilation, you can create a cozy and comfortable space for your urban wilderness survival. Chapter 11, Wilderness Navigation Skills. Using urban landmarks for navigation. In a bustling urban environment filled with towering skyscrapers and maze-like streets, navigating can be a daunting task. However, there's a tried-and-true method that can help urbanites find their way through the concrete jungle using urban landmarks for navigation. By familiarizing yourself with key landmarks in your city, you can easily orient yourself and find your way to your destination. One of the most important urban landmarks to pay attention to is tall buildings. Skyscrapers can often be seen from miles away and can serve as a reference point when trying to navigate through a city. By identifying key buildings in your area and using them as guideposts, you can easily keep track of your location and direction. Another useful urban landmark for navigation is bodies of water. Rivers, lakes, and even fountains can help orient you and provide a point of reference when trying to find your way around the city. By knowing where these water features are located, you can easily plot out your route and avoid getting lost. In addition to buildings and bodies of water, street signs and landmarks such as statues, monuments, and public art can also be helpful for navigation. By paying attention to these visual cues and landmarks, you can create a mental map of your surroundings and navigate with confidence through the urban landscape. By honing your skills and using urban landmarks for navigation, you can easily find your way through the concrete jungle and avoid getting lost in the chaos of the city. Whether you are a seasoned urbanite or a novice explorer, knowing how to use landmarks to guide your way is an essential skill for survival in the urban wilderness. So next time you find yourself lost in the city, remember to look up, take note of your surroundings, and use urban landmarks to find your way back on track. Creating a basic urban survival navigation kit. In order to navigate the urban wilderness effectively, it is essential to have a basic survival navigation kit at your disposal. This kit should include a map of your city or neighborhood, a compass, a whistle, a flashlight, a multi-tool, and a pen and paper. These items will help you find your way in unfamiliar surroundings and communicate with others in case of an emergency. A map of your city or neighborhood is crucial for navigating the urban wilderness. It will help you identify key landmarks, streets, and points of interest, allowing you to plot the best route to safety. A compass is also essential for determining your direction and orienting yourself to your surroundings. In addition, a whistle can be used to signal for help if you become lost or injured. A flashlight is a vital tool for navigating the urban wilderness, especially at night or in dark, enclosed spaces. It will help you see where you're going and avoid obstacles in your path. A multi-tool is also useful for a variety of tasks, such as opening cans, cutting rope, or repairing equipment. Finally, a pen and paper are essential for taking notes, sketching maps, or leaving messages for others to find. By assembling a basic urban survival navigation kit, you will be better prepared to handle emergencies and navigate the concrete jungle with confidence. Whether you are a seasoned wilderness survivalist or a city dweller looking to hone your skills, having the right tools at your disposal can make all the difference in a crisis. Stay safe, stay prepared, and never underestimate the power of being able to find your way in any environment. Chapter 12, Wilderness Fire Making Techniques. Starting fires safely in urban areas. Starting fires safely in urban areas may seem like a daunting task, especially for those who are used to the conveniences of modern living. However, knowing how to start a fire can be crucial in emergency situations or when venturing into the wilderness. In this subchapter, we will discuss some tips and techniques for safely starting fires in urban environments. First and foremost, it is important to check local regulations and restrictions regarding fires in urban areas. Many cities have strict guidelines in place to prevent wildfires and protect public safety. Make sure you are familiar with these rules before attempting to start a fire. When selecting a location to start a fire in an urban area, choose a spot that is clear of any flammable materials. Avoid starting fires near buildings, vehicles, or dry vegetation. Use a fire pit or designated fire area if one is available, as this can help contain the fire and prevent it from spreading. Before starting a fire, gather all necessary materials, such as tinder, kindling, and fuel. Tinder is small, easily ignitable materials such as dry leaves, paper, or cotton balls. Kindling is slightly larger materials like twigs or small branches, while fuel is larger pieces of wood that will sustain the fire. To start the fire, use a reliable ignition source, such as matches, a lighter, or a fire starter. Once the fire is lit, carefully add kindling and fuel to build up the flames. Keep a safe distance from the fire and never leave it unattended. Remember, safety should always be the top priority when starting fires in urban areas. Alternative fire starting methods for urbanites. In the hustle and bustle of city life, it can be easy to forget the importance of wilderness survival skills. However, as urbanites, it is crucial to be prepared for any situation, including being stranded in the wilderness without access to modern conveniences. One of the most essential skills to have in your arsenal is the ability to start a fire. In this subchapter, we will explore alternative fire starting methods for urbanites to use in emergency situations. While most people may think of matches or lighters as the go-to tools for starting a fire, these items may not always be available in a survival situation. Urbanites should consider carrying alternative fire starting methods in their emergency kits, such as a fire starter rod or a magnifying glass. A fire starter rod is a compact and durable tool that can produce sparks when struck against a rough surface, igniting tinder to start a fire. A magnifying glass can also be used to concentrate sunlight onto tinder, creating enough heat to spark a flame. Another alternative fire starting method for urbanites is the use of a flint and steel. This traditional method involves striking a piece of flint against a steel striker to create sparks that can ignite dry tinder. While this technique may require some practice to master, it is a reliable and long-lasting method for starting a fire in the wilderness. Urbanites can easily carry a flint and steel set in their emergency kits for use in survival situations. For urbanites who may not have access to specialized fire starting tools, there are still alternative methods that can be used to ignite a flame. One such method is the bow drill technique, which involves using a bow to rotate a wooden spindle against a fireboard to create friction and generate heat. With practice and patience, urbanites can master the bow drill technique and use it to start a fire without the need for modern tools. This method is particularly useful in situations where other fire-starting tools are not available. In conclusion, urbanites should be prepared for any situation by mastering alternative fire-starting methods for wilderness survival. By carrying tools such as fire starter rods, flint and steel sets, and practicing techniques like the bow drill, urbanites can ensure they have the skills necessary to start a fire in emergency situations. Remember, in the concrete jungle, it is important to be equipped with the knowledge and tools needed to survive in the wild. Conclusion. In conclusion, thriving in the concrete jungle requires a set of key urban wilderness survival strategies that urbanites can adopt to navigate the challenges of city living. From learning primitive survival skills to mastering wilderness first aid, there are many ways in which urbanites can embrace wilderness survival skills to enhance their resilience in urban environments. By understanding the importance of water survival skills, edible plants and foraging, wilderness shelter building, wilderness navigation skills, and wilderness fire-making techniques, urbanites can better prepare themselves for unexpected situations that may arise in the urban wilderness. Recapping the key urban wilderness survival strategies discussed in this book, it is clear that urbanites can benefit greatly from learning and practicing these skills. From knowing how to find edible plants in the city to building a shelter from materials found in urban environments, there are many ways in which urbanites can use their surroundings to their advantage in a survival situation. Additionally, mastering wilderness first aid skills and water survival techniques can be life-saving in emergencies that may occur in the urban wilderness. Encouraging urbanites to embrace wilderness survival skills is essential for their overall well-being and preparedness in the concrete jungle. By taking the time to learn and practice these skills, urbanites can feel more confident in their ability to handle unexpected situations that may arise in their city environment. Whether it be winter wilderness survival or desert wilderness survival, having a set of wilderness survival skills at their disposal can make all the difference in a survival situation. As urbanites continue to navigate the challenges of city living, it is important for them to remember the importance of being prepared for any situation that may arise. By embracing wilderness survival skills and incorporating them into their daily lives, urbanites can increase their resilience and adaptability in the urban wilderness. From mastering wilderness navigation skills to honing their wilderness fire-making techniques, there are many ways in which urbanites can enhance their survival skills and thrive in the concrete jungle. In conclusion, urbanites have the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in the concrete jungle by embracing wilderness survival skills. By recapping the key strategies discussed in this book and encouraging urbanites to continue learning and practicing these skills, they can feel more confident and prepared to face any challenges that may come their way in the urban wilderness. With a commitment to mastering wilderness survival skills, urbanites can enhance their ability to navigate the city environment and emerge stronger and more resilient in the face of adversity.